Hi, welcome back to the podcast series Digital Difference Diaries, where we explore the ongoing cybercrime issues with society. I'm your host, Jay, and today I'm joined by a special guest, Grace. Grace has a background in criminology, and she is doing her master's in cybercrime and digital investigations at the moment. We welcome you to the podcast, Grace, and looking forward to have a nice conversation this evening.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. So on today's podcast, we're not going to be looking at code or file ops. We're going to be looking at something far more vulnerable. You. Yes. So hackers don't always hack computers. Sometimes they hack you, your brain.
Exactly. That's the technique. It's called social engineering. It's the art of manipulating people's brain without getting the access to their accounts or credentials. And they just trying to get your stuff away without having the security level passed.
Wow. Just like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break it down for you guys. It's like this. Jay, imagine you get a phone call from your bank and they say, oh, you know, Jay, we've seen that there's some activity that's going on in your account. Would you mind sending us your email address? You send it. Okay, then there's an OTP that is sent to your email. Can you send us that as well? And then you send it. And then a few seconds later, boom, your account's empty.
Classic. But you know the scariest part is the hacker even didn't get your phone number or your bank account details. They just got your trust. And that's social engineering, guys. Because it's the art of manipulating human psychology without getting the access, the real access. But still, it has got your money out.
True. And we humans, we are the weakest link. I mean, computers, they follow rules, but we do not.
But Grace, let's break down how social engineering works actually. There are four psychological levers which hackers love to pull. The first is authority, second is urgency, the third is scarcity, and fourth, familiarity.
Oh, yeah, authority. I think that's the easy one because almost, you know, we trust titles, we trust uniforms, and we trust big names. It's like your boss calls you up, or rather he sends you an email, Jay, and he says, please send me this and this and this and that. You don't even know if that's actually your boss's email, but because it's his name there with the company's address, you're like, oh, it's my boss. I've got to respond.
Yeah.
Then boom, you do.
Yeah. That's a very typical panic for like any employee to, you know, just respond definitely quickly. But the same time, the second one is urgency. Like, it creates more panic by saying, like, you have to act now or you will lose everything. Because hackers trying to create situations where you have to act fast without thinking rationally. Like, it could be saying an email like, send us this thing or send us your account details, otherwise we'll block your account in 24 hours.
True. And then there's scarcity. I mean, we all know it. There's that whole, only two spots left.
Yeah.
And or this is your last chance to get this.
Yeah.
That's scary. But people go ahead. I mean, it makes you vulnerable and it makes you want to act as quickly as possible without even thinking.
Definitely. And the fourth one, finally, it's familiarity. However, that's a sneaky one. But hackers tend to pretend that they are like someone who you already know. Like it could be your colleague, your friend, or your mom, or any of your family members, just like with whom you feel comfortable to give your information, you know?
Yeah. So Jay, I've got stories that would give you chills, but I think you should remember this one. So it was called the 2020 Twitter hack.
Oh yeah, I know.
Where accounts like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, I was going to say Billie Eilish, but no. So Bill Gates and even Apple, they got hacked.
Yeah, I know, all the very big faces. But the funniest thing is, they didn't break into Twitter servers. They actually break into Twitter's employees. And they ask for all the credentials. And it's so silly for all the billionaire people and the global company employees. They just got hacked with a simple phone call. Seriously?
Just a simple phone call?
Yeah.
Oh my God, social engineering is scary.
Very.
Yeah. But there's another one. It's called the Nigerian Prince scam.
Oh?
Yeah, so in the 90s, millions of people were being sent emails that were promising them millions. Like that they would get millions. And they fell for it. Why? Because greed and trust are very powerful triggers.
Yeah, I understand. I know, definitely. But here is another one, like, which makes us think that we need to act very seriously. Because there is a guy who dressed up as a pizza delivery guy, and he went into a corporate office. People thought, like, he's here to feed pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so smart and intelligent that he tucked his USB drive into a computer and he got all the information of that company. How silly.
So wait, two jobs in just one day?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wait, where were the employees?
They were busy eating pizzas.
Okay, that's crazy. We said a lot of scary things. It's scary what we've heard. So how do we protect ourselves? Three words. Awareness, I think. But yes, awareness is our biggest weapon.
True. The first tip for you guys is just to slow down. Mm-hmm. If you feel there is an ambiguity or you're not sure, just slow down, stop and think. Because urgency is hacker's best friend.
True. Next is to verify. If your bank calls you up asking you for some details, drop that call. Call your bank with the official number. Or if your boss sends you an email, don't just respond just like that. You have to confirm from another source. That could be your colleague. Except they're in on it, then I cannot help.
True. And the third thing is, please, please, please don't overshare anything. Because hackers love these little details from social media, like your pet's name, or like your birth date, or like your house number, which you shouldn't do this, you know?
Exactly. And the last thing would be to educate your circle. And that means your friends, your family, anyone that is around you that, you know, you love and you care for. Because think about it, if it's just you that's protected, what about them? What if they go ahead and they press a dodgy link? That could drag you into it as well. So it's always good for everyone to be protected.
So well, what we learned today? We learned about hacker isn't just a guy who's sitting in a dark room wearing a balaclava and a hood and typing in computer.
True.
But it is a guy who makes you trigger your emotions and make you fill up the form which you shouldn't fill at the end and give out your details, you know?
True. I mean, we also learned that our brain is the real firewall. So we have an obligation to it, and that is to keep it sharp and to keep it strong.
Yeah, very true. And in next episode, we're gonna dive more deeper into a great topic of dark web. What it is, how it works, and why it is just not hacker's playground, but a global underground market.
Wow, you guys remember, see, it's dark web, Halloween. Ooh, scary.
Yeah.
I wish I could be here for it. So remember guys, awareness is your best defense.
True. So this was Digital Defense Diaries, and see you next time.